We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning. And welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's Sunday morning. We're getting some much-needed rain. Unfortunately, it's on Sunday when everybody's home. Would have been a great day to go pick apples, but you don't want to pick apples today. Branches are wet. You're going to slip, fall, get hurt. Come to Cataldo's Nursery in Littleton. They're all picked for you. Fresh apple cider, and is it delicious? They have a little farm stand. Fresh-picked corn this morning. Fresh tomatoes, peppers, cucumbers, and a great assortment of Halloween and fall decorations. And if you bring in your container, they'll make an arrangement with the flowers that you pick. Or you can buy some arrangements or wall pieces all built. Great assortment of shrubs and trees on sale today, 30 to 50% off. A huge selection of tulips, daffodils, crocuses, hyacinths. And they're all labeled on which is early, which is mid-season, and which is late, and fall-blooming pansies. Now, if you like color, these pansies will bloom until Christmas. You put them on your front step, and they just keep blooming. As long as you deadhead and pick off the faded flowers, your fall-blooming pansies will go nonstop until the snow flies. 800-259-9231. Give Jared a call. Jared, who's next?
Next up, we have Stephen on the line, who's calling about a plum tree.
Steve, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. Thank you for your call. We have a plum tree. It's actually, I brought up the sticker from the actual tree. It's called a Stanley prune, but I call it a plum.
Yes,
we've had it 10 years. In the spring, we had the most beautiful crop of plums that I could ever think of. And believe it or not, there is one plum left. They all dropped off, I'm going to say, June or something like that. Is that about right, Ken? Very early. They all dropped off. I thought we lost them all, but believe it or not, God gave us one plum. There's one single plum, unblemished. But the tree's like 20 feet high. Is there any thing or any reason that would have happened that you can think of? Or
when these plums fell, were they like a marble size?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
I'd say, yeah, about a marble size. Yeah, maybe a little bigger.
The thing that happened is we had a lot of rain during the blooming cycle. And bees will not work if it's raining. They stay in their hive, and they only work when the sun is out. And if you think back what the month of June was like, we didn't have a lot of sunny days. We had 3 days the entire month where it didn't rain. And a lot of the farmers have told me that their crops, that they rely on bees to do the pollination, just did not make grade this year. Cucumber crops were way off because they need the bumblebees to do the pollination. Plants like tomatoes, they don't need bees. They use wind. Corn uses wind for pollination. but your vine crops and your flowering fruit trees needed the bees. So if the fruit had grown the size of a marble or maybe even a golf ball and fell, that meant that it wasn't pollinated correctly, and it fell. The only way that that plum would stay on the tree as if it was fertilized and it produced that great big seed in the center. If the seed was not matured, the plant would try to make the flesh, but without the seed there, it would just abort it. So it's nothing you've done wrong. It's just that the plant itself was not pollinated correctly, especially if you've had plums in the past and this year nothing. Strictly Mother Nature, the bees weren't able to get out to do their job correctly. And that's a sure sign when you get fruit drop early in the season. Now, you said your tree's about 20 feet tall. You may want to think in late March to get out there, or even if you get a nice day in early March, get out there and prune it back some. Take that tree and take 3 or 4 feet off of it to make it easier for you to harvest, easier for you to spray, and it will thicken the plant overall. And probably wouldn't hurt to give them a little bit of fertilizer at the same time. 800-259-9231. Give us a call. Jared, who's up next?
Okay, next up we have Bee on the line, and she's calling about Montauk daisies.
Okay, Bee, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Thank you. Good morning. I wanted to find out what I am to do with my Montauk daisies. They were very leggy kind of last year, and they've spread out a lot. And my daughter said not to cut them back. She's pretty good at gardening, but, you know, I thought maybe I should have, but I didn't. And so anyway, now they have buds on them, but I haven't got any flowers. So I'm just hoping it's getting near the end of September. I know they usually come out in September, and I don't have any flowers on them yet.
Right. I don't want you to panic.
Oh, okay.
mine are the same way. I've got buds visible, but no color. The problem is we didn't have enough sun to make that plant produce its buds early. Now, I have probably 4 or 5 Montauk daisies in 2 different gardens. And they're about almost 4 feet tall this year. Normally, they're not that tall. Again, they stretched with the cloudy days looking for the sunlight and all of the rain. Montauk daisy is a perennial flower that has the ability to prevent dying with a frost. And I live in Maine. I live in Kennebunk, Maine, which is 25 miles into Maine. And every year in October, I have Montauk daisies in bloom. And I remember many years where I picked Montauk daisy to put on the table for Thanksgiving if we have a nice fall season. So they will open. The frost will not hurt them. But what you need to do is next year, what I want you to do is the 4th of July to cut them in half. And this is what I do with mine. When the Montauk daisy starts to look like it's all done around Thanksgiving, okay, cut the plant down to about 18 inches just to clean up all of that plant debris, and then you can weed and clean around it. In the spring, you're going to see that those stems are covered with hundreds of buds on them. And each of those buds will be kind of a silver gray color. Each of those buds is going to make a branch. So what I do in April, I cut that 18 to 24 inch plant down to a foot. And I mean, I chop it to a foot. That plant, by the 4th of July, is a good 2 feet, maybe even 3 feet tall. I cut it back by 1/3. So it's 3 feet tall. I cut it to 2. So what happens is every branch that you cut will make 2 or 3 new branches. So instead of a plant being tall and leggy, they're in the shape of a mushroom cap. You get more branches, they're lower to the ground, and they spread out, and they don't topple over being too tall. So you give that a try, but they will bloom for you. Don't panic. Everything's going to be okay. Jared, who's up next?
Okay, up next we have Sue on the line, who is also calling about Montauk daisies.
Sue, good morning. How can we help you?
Good morning, Paul. I love your show. I also
Thank
have a
you.
Question about Montauk daisies.
Oh, looks like we lost Sue there. Hopefully she'll call back in. We can get her back up on the line.
Yeah, it sounded like she must have been on a cell phone and it
yeah, something dropped
changed,
out there.
Changed tower.
Yep, so hopefully Sue will call back in. Okay, up next we have Linda on the line who's calling about fruit trees.
Okay, Lynn, good morning. How can we help you with the fruit trees?
Good morning. I love your show. First-time caller.
Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. I have several fruit trees. Mulberry, elderberry, and a pear.
Yeah.
The mulberry is doing beautifully, but I want to keep it at the height it's at now. It's about 10 feet.
Okay. Yes. Oh,
and
yeah.
I want to know when to prune it.
Okay.
And does it need any special care?
No, the mulberry is a very, very strong plant, and what I would do, the time to prune your pear and all of your fruit trees is when the tree is dormant, and that's during February or March. I prefer March. The weather is nicer at that time of the year, and you just go out there and you create a shape that's good for you and a height that you can cope with, because the mulberry will get up 15 feet if you...
You know, all that hard work you put in raking leaves all fall? Why not put those leaves to work for you and your lawn? Hi, I'm Ashton Ritchie of the Scotts Company. Don't rake them, bag them, or blow them. Mow them. Mulch those leaves. Then just put down some Scotts Turf Builder Winter Guard. Its special formula gives your lawn's roots the deep feeding they need and want. What's more, studies show WinterGuard actually helps those mulch leaves break down faster. So that way your lawn's soil gets an extra nutritional boost. WinterGuard feeds and breaks down leaves, making it a 1-2 punch for a thicker, greener, healthier lawn. One that's a real knockout in the spring. Scotts guarantees it or your money back. This weekend, feed your lawn a bag of WinterGuard and take a break from the rake. If you want to know more about fall feeding with Scotts WinterGuard, check out our new site at scotts.com.
Now that you planted your garden and you're ready to enjoy the rewards of your labor, do not let the deer destroy your hard work. Pick up a container of Deer Scram. These granules are guaranteed to work. That's right, guaranteed to keep the deer away from your garden. Even safe to use in a vegetable garden, and contains no synthetic additives. It's not toxic. It's biodegradable and will not harm animals and the environment. That's Deer Scram. Have you ever traveled with the Paul Parent Garden Club before? It's like traveling with family and friends, and I know you will enjoy it almost as much as the trip itself. Next spring, we are planning to visit Croatia and Slovenia from April 27th to May 5th. You will be staying on the Croatian Riviera, filled with fancy hotels, beautiful beaches, rich history, and several UNESCO World Heritage sites. See the beautiful coastlines, fishing villages, medieval cities, and much more. For more information, call 888-997-BOAT.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days. But many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit AcolaBlue.com. AcolaBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a 5-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Acola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Acola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Acola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
The phone rings and the questions are asked. I've been so sick. Will the Life Change Tea help me? Our answer is always the same. Yes, toxins and chemicals from food, water, and air are attacking you this very moment. Fight back with our all-natural detoxifying tea that works immediately. Many companies use gimmicks and misleading free trials for their campaign. We use results. Life Change Tea's formula, created by a PhD, has been around for over 20 years. There are things happening in the world that are unseen and not healthy. The public has reached its all-time record for chronic sickness. This atrocity won't change unless you call us right now. Our number is 928-308-0408. Again, that's 928-308-0408. Or you can order online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. And remember, we have the cheapest shipping in the industry.
To the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number is toll-free, 800-259-9231. And earlier in the program, we were talking about this trip that we are planning in the spring to Croatia. And if you're traveling alone, if you talk to the agency, we can set you up with a roommate, and that will save you quite a bit of money. So if you'd like some information on the trip to Croatia, the phone number is 888-997-BOAT. And just tell them that you'd like to share a room with somebody. You're only in a room to sleep, because we've got you going from day until night. And, you know, if it can save you $300-$400, I'd share a room with somebody. Give it a try. Give them a call, and they'll help to find a roommate that you can share and save a ton of money at the same time. We travel as a big family. We don't travel as individuals, and we spend every day together. We have an absolute ball. Jared, who's up next?
Okay, up next we have Debbie on the line who's got a question about bringing in plants for winter.
Debbie, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. Thank you. I have a couple of questions. First one is, I have a canna plant that I put in a pot, and I planted it late, and it's the leaves are growing and all like that, but I don't have any flowers yet. What should I do with that? Because I don't want to lose it. And should I just cut it back, let it go, dig it up, and bring it in, or what? That's the first one. The second question is about every year I bring some plants from inside out, and now I want to bring them back in, and I want to know what I should either spray on them or do to them so I don't bring any unwanted critters inside with me. And I also have some herbs that I want to bring in, too, so what should I do with them?
Okay. What you want to do, you want to get those herbs dug as soon as possible and dig them up, put them in a good-sized container, and you can either bring them right into the house or you can leave them outside for a week or two to get them acclimated to their new growing container. If they call for a frost, then bring them inside for the night, and then you can put them back outside during the day. But my wife and I grow herbs in containers. She loves basil. She loves to cook with it. And I like chives and rosemary. And we even have a beautiful bay leaf plant that is on our third year, and it's almost 2 feet tall and 2 feet wide. And we bring it in about this time of the year, put it in a south-facing window, and we will pick herbs from that plant all winter long. And I'll tell you, the flavor on fresh picked compared to what you shake on is like night and day. What I do is I use horticultural oil. And horticultural oil is a paraffin wax type product. I spray all of the foliage with it, and it's not a chemical. What it does is it plugs up the pores in the skin of the insect. The insect can't breathe, and it suffocates to death. And at the same time, when you spray with the horticultural oil, if there's an egg, it coats the shell of the egg, and the egg can't breathe, so it never hatches. So it eliminates a lot of potential problem. And I do that on everything that's outside that comes inside the house. I did it on Thursday because we had a frost on Friday night. My house in Maine, we went down to 28. So everything is in, and on a nice day, I put it on my porch. And then if the weather's going to be cold that night, I bring it in and put it back out again just to give it some extra time. But eventually, they're going to stay in a nice south-facing window where they will do the best. On your canna, you need to have the frost kill the top of the plant. So it needs to be hit by the frost. When it turns all brown and black, cut it flush to the top of the soil, dig it up, and store it in your basement on the floor. I use banana boxes that you can get at the supermarket. Good, heavy cardboard boxes. Great for storage of callas and cannas. Ever plant a garden and only part of it grew? You did everything right except to figure out how much sun and shade would affect the plants. Help is on the way with the new SunStick. The new technology helps you plan for a better perennial garden and helps you select the right shrub for your yard. The new SunStick tells you just how much sun or shade is in the location you have selected for your plants. Before you plant, use the SunStick. Put the right plant in the right location this year. Go to GoSunStick.com. If rabbits have found your garden and are eating your flowers and shrubs, it's time to fight back with Bob XR. Just spray the foliage of your plants and they will move to your neighbor's yard. Bob XR will not wash off and will last for up to 2 months, even during the winter. If rodents ate your flower bulbs this year, be sure to treat your new ones with Bob XR by soaking them for 5 minutes before planting this fall. For honest answers about your animal problems, call Bob X at 800-792-4449.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
If you currently owe back taxes to the IRS or state, this special announcement is for you. Tax authorities are now accepting settlements, and you can resolve your tax debt for a fraction of what you owe. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, now is the time to act before it's too late. We're the Rely On Group, and our tax resolution experts are here to help you right now. Many of our tax experts are former IRS agents. They know how to legally and permanently resolve your tax problems and make sure you don't pay a dime more than you have to. Call now to immediately remove tax liens, eliminate tax penalties, and end wage garnishments. If you owe back taxes to the IRS or state, call us for free information about how you can legally settle your tax liabilities and save thousands of dollars. Call now, 1-800-984-1944. 1-800-984-1944. 1-800-984-1944.
Hi, Ed Schultz here. I want to tell you about BioGreenClean.com. BioGreenClean. It is absolutely the first heavy-duty, all-natural, multi-purpose cleaner that outperforms all competitive cleaners. BioGreenClean is the product. It's tough enough to take on virtually any cleaning challenge, yet gentle enough for your baby's toys. That's right. BioGreenClean is plant-derived and contains no harmful chemicals, solvents, and no annoying fragrances. If you want spectacular and unprecedented results from a revolutionary cleaning product, look no further. BioGreenClean is the cleaning product that you've been waiting for. It's that simple. It's super, and it's easy to order. Just go to www.biogreenclean.com. That's www.biogreenclean.com. BioGreenClean.com. Try it today. You'll be glad you did. BioGreenClean. It cleans anything.
As gardeners, we can all relate.
What do you do with all of the excess food that you grow?
Freezing or canning may have been the process you've used, but the good folks at Excalibur Dehydrator have a healthy alternative to preserve the fruits of your labor. The Excalibur Dehydrator will help you preserve your fruits and vegetables quickly and easily, so you don't have to worry about premature spoiling. You can also use your Excalibur Dehydrator year-round to make delicious jerky. And the best part? The foods you dehydrate are free from excess additives, salt, and preservatives, and that's something we can all do without. To learn more and to order your very own Excalibur Dehydrator, visit drying123.com and see how the Excalibur Dehydrator can help you preserve your favorite foods.
Mention coupon code GCN and receive a free book on how to preserve your foods.
Again, that's drying123.com, drying123.com, or call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254 today.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. If we can help you with your garden, 800-259-9231. And if you have rabbits or woodchucks, groundhogs, squirrels, and you're planning on planting some bulbs, if you come to see us at Cataldo's Nursery, the first 12 people will give you a free bottle that you can treat your bulbs so that the rodents will not eat them. We also have deer repellent that for the first dozen or so people that come, come on by and say hello and say, Paul, my bulbs get eaten. Can I get some free animal repellent or deer repellent? And while the supply lasts, we'll have it for you here at Cataldo's in Littleton. Jared, who's up next?
Okay, next up we have Peter on the line. He's got a couple questions about a dahlia and about fertilizer.
Okay, Peter, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Thanks, Paul. Good morning to you. Gee, we're getting some much-needed rain now, which is really good.
Yes.
Yeah, I do have a couple of questions. One is about lawn fertilizer. I know we're going to be winterizing our lawns pretty soon, and I know that the fertilizer for this time of year, I think it's got to have like a high potassium number. And I was wondering, like, what's the best or what's a really good fertilizer, lawn fertilizer, to put to, you know, to put the lawn to bed with, and so, you know, if the lawn will come up next year and we won't have much, you know, much dieback and all that type of thing. And the other question I had was about dahlias. You know, like in the spring I grow dahlias. We start them out in buckets and then transplant them into the garden. And they seem to grow like every which way. They're kind of a tangled mess. But yet when I drive around, I see other people who have dahlias that just grow right up straight, and they're big and they're beautiful. And I didn't know if there's like a certain type of dahlia that does that, or is it just that they've trained them to grow up straight? And those are my two questions.
Okay, on your dahlias that seem to be spreading out more than upright, are they getting plenty of sun?
They're not in all day sun. They're not in all day sun. It's really tough in our yard because we've got a lot of maple trees, but I would say they get a fair amount of sun. You know, I would say a few hours per day. You know,
yeah.
I would say 2 to 3 hours or maybe 4 hours of steady sun.
Because, see, sometimes what happens is if a plant that prefers to be in full sun all day gets half a day of shade, as the plant is growing, it's stretching. It's looking for the light. And you end up with a plant that's going to be a lot taller. The branches are not as thick. And you tend to have plants that when the flower does come, the flower makes the branch top heavy, and it kind of bends with the weight of the flower. So that could be part of the problem. The other thing, I mean, each variety of dahlia, some will only grow a foot tall, some will grow 2. Some will get up as high as 5 to 6 feet tall, depending on the soil, the watering, the fertilizing, and the sunshine. So I don't think it's the plant that you have. I think it's probably the exposure more than anything else. And, you know, I mean, I would try maybe taking some of the bulbs and putting them in a different location and comparing the one that gets shade and the one that gets full sun all day, and I think you're going to see a big, big difference. But, you know, in that situation, there really isn't too much. It's either live with a plant that's growing all kinds of crazy ways, but it's reaching for the light and it's stretching. And a good example is I planted some oriental lilies. I planted some in front of my house and some in the back of the house. The front of the house is full sun all day. The ones in the back get half a day of sun. The ones in front of the house grew to be 4, maybe 4.5 feet tall. The ones in the back were 6 foot and some a little bit more than 6 foot. So you're getting probably a third more height, and the branch was not as thick. There wasn't as many flowers on the bulb. But on the other side, the hybrid lilies that were in the shade bloomed a little bit longer. But they were top heavy, and they really stuck out of the whole garden, you know, and it almost looked like it was out of place in the garden where I had planted it. Because it's supposed to grow to 3 to 4 feet, and this one, you know, it was almost 6 feet. So something has to give. So, you know, it's either relocate them or just live with a plant that's got kind of a crazy shape to it. As long as you get flowers, that's all that matters. Thank you. Jared, who's next?
Next up we have Val, who's calling about arborvitae.
Okay, Val, good morning. How can we help you with your arborvitae this morning?
I live on Cape Cod, and I've got a stretch of arborvitae that are about 30 years old. They're about 25 feet high. There's about 30 trees. And about 2 years ago, two of them separated, they're not next to each other, started to die back. And it took about a year or so, or maybe into two seasons. And they finally just browned up and virtually just lost all their leaves. And I cut them off, and now it seems like the same thing is attacking or is occurring to the trees next to them.
Okay.
What
I want you to do, Val, is wait until Monday or Tuesday and the rain stopped and everything's dried out.
Mm-hmm.
I want you to take a sheet of white paper and open up your arborvitae, put the sheet of white paper in it, and then tap the branches over the white sheet of paper. And little black dots will probably fall from it. Some of it is dirt, but some of it will be, to me, it sounds like it could be spider mite. And the dots are going to be as big as if you took a ballpoint pen and you just tapped it on the sheet of paper. They're going to be really small.
Okay, because I went looking for something. I just didn't see a thing. But I didn't do this white paper thing, no.
Yeah, so that's the only way that you can tell because they're really small. I mean, if it's like a beetle, the beetle's as big as a dime and it's very easy to see. But just open up the plant, stick in a sheet of white paper, tap the branches above it with your hand, until you see an accumulation of little black particles. Some of it's going to be dirt, but then watch it. And if you see that they're moving, then you've got spider mite. And there's a couple of things that you can do. We are getting close to when these guys are going to go dormant for the year. So the first thing I would do is if you see that they're moving, get horticultural oil. And all the nurseries carry that. Horticultural oil is a paraffin-type wax. It's not a chemical. You soak all of your trees all the way around it. And when it hits the insect, it covers his body with this oil, smothering it. It will also kill the eggs so that it doesn't spread. These insects are like mosquitoes. They're sucking the life out of the plant. And when you get hot weather, they multiply very, very quickly. And the plant's so thick, they have a place to hide. And normally on arborvitaes, you'll see it on blue spruce that are really dense. All of a sudden, they get thinner and thinner. It's just like a whole bunch of mosquitoes sucking all the life out of you. So paper, tap it, look for movement. And then horticultural oil. And then what I would do is I would get a bag of Holytone fertilizer and I would give them a real good feed to try and replace the missing energy from the plants being sucked on by the spider mite. Give that a try. Jared, who's next?
Next up we have Don on the line who's calling about planting bulbs.
Don, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Paul, good morning. I have two quick questions, and I think your last commercial might have answered one of them. I'm going to be planting a bunch of tulip bulbs this week, and I have a problem with squirrels. The last batch I planted, they dug them up pretty good, so I wanted to know what I could use on the bulbs to protect them from the squirrels. And my second question is I was wondering if the mail order companies are worth it to buy bulbs. They're pretty pricey. And I can get twice as many if I buy bulbs, you know, at, like, the Christmas tree shop and places like that. So I just wanted your opinion on whether it's worth it to go with the mail order. Thank you.
Okay. The box stores, Home Depot, Lowe's, Walmart, they sell bulbs. And then the garden centers sell bulbs. It's two different grades. The bulbs that you will find in the mail order and the bulbs that you will find at your local nursery and garden center are number one bulbs. These are the biggest that that particular variety will produce. The box stores are like buying eggs. You go from a jumbo to a large to a medium to a small. They're buying a lower grade of bulbs. They'll still bloom. And they'll still grow, but they're smaller in size, they're not as mature, and they won't bloom with a larger flower, they won't bloom as long, and they won't survive as many years in your garden. But the law from Holland is no bulb can be shipped out of the country unless it's able to produce a bloom. So the bigger the bulb, the bigger the flower, the longer it's going to last, and the more years it's going to bloom in your garden. So they may be a lot cheaper, but you get what you pay for. Now, if you come down to Cataldo's, I have some Bob XR that I'll give you, and you can soak your bulbs in it for like 5-10 minutes, roll them around in it, and plant them. And the moles, the voles, the squirrels, the chipmunks will not eat the bulb while it's in the ground. And that's a big thing. Where I live in Maine, I cannot grow tulips unless I grow them in cages. Last year, I rolled them in Bob-X. I let them soak in there for a good 10 minutes. And I'll tell you, most of my bulbs survived the winter for the first time in a long, long time. And the other thing, when you plant them, use a bulb food. Don't use bone meal. Bone meal creates a scent that will attract rodents to come in your garden. Use a fertilizer from Scott's or a Spoma, like the people that make Holly Tone have Bulb Tone. Scott's has a bulb fertilizer now. And use those. There's no smell like the bone meal, and it will do the same type of fertilizing. Thank you. Jared, who's next?
Okay, next up we have Bob, who's, I guess we don't have Bob, actually. Next up we have Karen, who's got a question about pruning.
Karen, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Hello.
Hey, Karen.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
Let's see. I have a question about Scottish brooms. They're now 3 years old. The first year, I like to keep them about 3 feet high, so I prune them a lot. The first year, the snow bends the branches down, practically kills them. The second year, I wrapped them in burlap for the winter, and they still look like they were dead. Practically no flowers.
Okay, we're coming up to a break. You hold on, and when you come back, I'll tell you exactly what you can do. My dad had a beautiful red Scotch broom, and the same thing happened to his. But I'll tell you how to prevent that from happening. Go outside and take a look at the siding on your house, the fence, the paved walkways, decks, driveways, and even the patio furniture and canvas awnings. Do you see green stains? Well, it's either moss, mold, or mildew, and it's slowly destroying your home and garden. Eliminate it now, easily with Wet and Forget. Wet and Forget is an outdoor cleaner that requires no pressure washer, bleach, or scrubbing. Just Wet and Forget the problem area, and Mother Nature does the rest naturally. That's Wet and Forget. Bugs and weeds get you down this year? How would you like to save on the products to do the job right the first time? They're just generic. Look for Fertilome Killzall to replace Roundup, twice as strong and half the price. Fertilome Systemic Insect Drench replaces Bayer Tree and Shrub, half the price and a big savings. And over the top to control grasses in your planting bed. Go to www.fertilome.com, that's F-E-R-T-I-L-O-M-E.com, for a dealer near you. The fall season is my favorite. With all the colorful trees and shrubs, keep them healthy with a good feeding of Plant Tone fertilizer right now. All your plants with leaves will have an easier time getting through the winter if fed now. Healthy plants survive the winter better, and when spring arrives, they will also bloom better for you. For evergreens, use Holly Tone. For bulbs this fall, use Bulb Tone from Espoma. Are you tired of insects eating your trees and shrubs? Can't reach the top of those tall trees? Well, Bonide Products has the answer. Bonide Annual Tree and Shrub works systemically from the inside out and will prevent infestations on your trees and shrubs for up to 1 year with only one application right now. There's no spraying, just mix it in a bucket and pour it at the base of your trees or shrubs. The systemic insecticide gets absorbed through the roots and will travel throughout the entire plant and will not wash off. That's Bonide.
If you currently owe back taxes to the IRS or state, this special announcement is for you. Tax authorities are now accepting settlements, and you can resolve your tax debt for a fraction of what you owe. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, now is the time to act before it's too late. We're the Rely On Group, and our tax resolution experts are here to help you right now. Many of our tax experts are former IRS agents. They know how to legally and permanently resolve your tax problems and make sure you don't pay a dime more than you have to. Call now to immediately remove tax liens, eliminate tax penalties, and end wage garnishments. If you owe back taxes to the IRS or state, call us for free information about how you can legally settle your tax liabilities and save thousands of dollars. Call now. 1-800-984-1944. 1-800-984-1944. 1-800-984-1944.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about Grafunder Safes, the makers of the highest quality safes and vault doors available on the market today. Grafunder Safes are known as the Rolls-Royce of safes. Since 1968, they have operated based on their original principle, quality above all else. Whether it's a custom-fitted vault door safe, you can rest assured that your valuables will be protected. Do not buy into the illusion of security. At Grafunder Safes, security is their sole purpose. Go to grafundersafes.com today to see their entire line of amazing products available, or call 866-457-1801. Grafunder Safes are fire and burglary resistant and have a lifetime warranty. They have established an unequal reputation of quality for supplying their safes and vault doors to residential customers, commercial markets, and the jewelry industry alike. Protect the things you care about most. Go to grafundersafes.com. That's G-R-A-F-F-U-N-D-E-R safes.com. Or click on their banner at Infowars.com today. Or call 866-457-1801. That's 866-457-1801.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extracts, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grapeseed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We are at Cataldo's Nursery in beautiful Littleton, right off of 495. Come on by and say hello. I'll be here until 2 o'clock to answer all of your gardening questions. They have sales on the winter survival fertilizer by Jonathan Green, normally $45, on sale, $39.99 for 15,000 square feet. That's almost a half an acre. All their shrubs and trees, 30% off. Trees in a container. Buy one, get one free. If you spend more than $20 on bulbs, you get a bag of fertilizer. And if you get here in the next couple of hours, I have some free Bobex that you can roll your bulbs in so that the rodents don't eat them. So come on by. We'd love to see you. Jared? Who's next? Oh, we were talking about Scotch broom. Now, this is what I want you to do with the Scotch broom. Scotch broom is best kept around 3 feet. That way you get strong stems and the snow doesn't break it. My father had a beautiful red one, and it got up to 4 feet, and I said, Dad, you're going to have to stake that. Yep, I'll take care of it. Well, he didn't, and we had some heavy, wet snow. The plant split in 3 pieces, and he had to dig it up and replace it. So once he replaced it, what we got accustomed to in the fall, about 6 to 10 inches from the main stem, my dad would drive in a tomato stake, so about 10 inches away from the main stem, pound in a tomato stake, tie a piece of string to the tomato stake, wrap it around the branches of your Scotch broom to hold it together. The stick held the plants in place. The snow would come, the ice would come, but because the plant was tied to the stake, there was no damage. And it works very, very well. When the Scotch broom finishes blooming, that's when you prune it. Because when it finishes blooming, then it makes the new growth. So if it's 4 feet tall, you can cut it back to 3. It will make 6 inches of new growth. And you control the size without hurting the blooms. Thank you. Okay, Jared, who's next?
Okay, next up we have Lynn, who's calling about a rhododendron.
Lynn, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. Thank you for taking my call. I have rhododendrons that I bought 2 summers ago. They were, they were new when I got them. They were flowering. They're white. I don't know if that makes a difference. They were beautiful. This past summer, I still get beautiful new green growth. Everything, they're growing. Everything is fine. No flowers.
So this was for the first year that you planted it?
Well, the first year I planted it, they were new. And
right.
I got my flowers. Everything was fine. And then this
But the second
summer,
year, nothing.
Correct.
Yeah. The thing that happens with plants is when you bought them in from the nursery, they were dug from the field. And in the process of digging them, they cut off some of the roots. So when you planted them in your garden, you have to wait for the plant to reestablish itself in its new home. And some plants, depending on how big of a root ball there was, is set back by one season because instead of concentrating on making flowers, it has to concentrate on making a new root system to make the plant stronger and hardier and so that it can grow better. So it's not uncommon for the plant to skip the second season. If you feed the plant with Holly Tone fertilizer spring and fall, especially for that first 2 or 3 years, you're going to see not only is it going to grow, but the number of blooms will increase dramatically.
Oh,
so
okay.
Have some patience. Have some patience, and your plant will be beautiful. Okay? Thank you. We appreciate the phone call. We are live this morning at Cataldo's Nursery in Littleton. We'd love to see you. It's not a day for working outside or to go apple picking. Come to Cataldo's. Great assortment of pumpkins, all of your winter squashes, gourds, corn stalks, mums, beautiful fall blooming pansies. And these pansies will bloom right up until Christmas on your front step. Beautiful fall arrangements, silk flowers, Halloween things. And I'm here until 2, so come on by, let's talk, and let's make your garden an awful lot of fun. Have a great week, everybody. Jared, thanks for your help.